This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistics costs. The first project involves a doubling of 256 km of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksaul, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga and the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the importance of project in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that CCEA has given its nod to a new railway line for Amravati, which is the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh. He said a new railway line will be constructed between Yerupalem and Namburu via Amravati, covering 57 kilometers. He informed that estimated cost of this project is 2,245 crore rupees and will provide direct rail connectivity to Hyderabad, Chennai and Kolkata. The projects will improve logistical efficiency by connecting unconnected areas, increasing existing line capacity and enhancing transportation networks, resulting in streamlined supply chains and accelerated economic growth. In the Kashmir Valley, terrorists attacked an army vehicle in Botapatri area of Gulmarg in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. According to Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, two soldiers and two porters have suffered severe injuries during the gunfight and have been evacuated for medical care. This is the second terror attack in less than a week's time in the Kashmir Valley. Earlier, six innocent non-locals and one doctor from central Kashmir's Badgam district were brutally killed by terrorists in Gagangir area of central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. Meanwhile, the whole area has been cordoned off by the security forces and a massive manhunt has been launched to track down the terrorists responsible for the terror attack. More details are awaited. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in New Delhi tonight on a three-day visit to India for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations today. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of the deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Chief Justice of India Dr. D.Y. Chandrachud has stated that over the past 75 years, the Supreme Court has evolved into a true people's court. He emphasized that this unique perspective, where the apex court serves as a court for the people, has not been replicated anywhere else in the world. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News marking the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice shared his insights on various topics, including his fond memories as a presenter at All India Radio. The interview will be broadcast today at 9:30 p.m. on 100.1 Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies. It will also be available on our app News on AIR, website newsonair.gov.in and across all our social media platforms. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has reported that severe cyclonic storm Dana has commenced landfall between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra Port. The process began just a short while ago and is expected to continue into the morning. Currently, the winds at the point of landfall are clocking in at about 30 km per hour, but forecasts indicate a dramatic increase in intensity. By the early hours, wind speeds are projected to rise significantly, reaching 120 km per hour. In addition to powerful winds, heavy rainfall is expected to accompany Cyclone Dana, with predictions of significant downpours in Kendrapara, Bhadrak and adjoining areas. The IMD has warned of potential storm surges that could flood coastal areas. Local authorities have been on high alert, activating emergency response protocols to ensure the safety of residents in vulnerable areas. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.